Blog Talk Radio.
Why the Bronx, New York? This is the Brovian Talks. Follow us on Twitter at Brovian93, at Brovian93 for news, information, and stuff. And folks, wow, what a day today if you're a Doctor Who fan. The day that we have all been waiting for the past 4 to 6 months, when we first heard that Stephen Moffat will be stepping down as showrunner, and that Peter Capaldi will be stepping down as Doctor Who. We have been debating, we have been asking, who will be the next Doctor Who? And today, just a couple of hours ago, we finally got our answer. And I gotta tell you today, I've been out all day today, so I just found out half an hour ago. And this pick has really shaken the Doctor Who universe and Whovians all over the world, from America to the UK to the Middle East to China, wherever there is a Doctor Who fan, your fandom, your imagination, and your love of Doctor Who has been changed forever. History has been made. As today, it was revealed to us that actress, yes, you heard me say it, actress, Jodie Whittaker, I hope I pronounced that right, will be the 13th incarnation of the Doctor. And folks, if you were here yesterday, you would have known that I predicted this all wrong. I said there was little chance of having a female Doctor, and boy, it feels good to be wrong, because finally, there is a woman as Doctor Who. And you might be saying this was inevitable, from a female master just 2 years ago to now a female Doctor. Now, folks, if you're one of those people who were clamoring for a female Doctor, shouting to your heart's desire, congratulations, you got exactly what you wanted. I remember being here, 3 to 4 years ago, even 5 now maybe, when it was Capaldi being revealed. And I must say, I was kind of happy that we didn't have a big half-hour thing. Because if you recall, when Capaldi was named the new Doctor publicly, you had this big half-hour show, and it was just too long. It was ridiculous. I just wanted to know who the new Doctor Who was going to be, and that's it. I really like the way that they did it this time around. They showed a minute video where it's her holding the key, going into the TARDIS with the hood. It was well done. Nice, quick, to the point. Now we can move on. Some people today are celebrating. Others are a bit, skeptical. And I understand if you're skeptical about this, because again, all of us have only known the Doctor as a male. Now we're going to see the Doctor as a female. And I got to tell you, this actress who was in Broadchurch, which I used to watch occasionally, and before the show started, I was watching a couple of clips of her as an actress. And I really got to say, I think they hit the nail on the head, because she's a good actress, and I can see her as the Doctor. I can see her being a good Doctor. She has the qualities. She has the charisma of what the Doctor should be. And, next year is going to be an interesting year. because, first of all, we're going to have a whole new era upon us, a new showrunner, a new companion, and now a new doctor. Now, we haven't been in this situation since 2010, when we had Moffat, Matt Smith, and Karen Gillan, start their era just 7 years ago. So this is a fun time to be a Doctor Who fan. It always is a fun time to have, to reveal a new doctor or a new companion, because it's exciting. It's new. It's keeping the show to what it is, an ever-changing universe, really. And so this is a good pick. I'm happy with the pick. I know some people are celebrating. Some people are probably getting junk somewhere, depressed. But again, we're all Doctor Who fans. We all love the show. We all love the character. And now it's time to see what she can do. I know if you've been listening to previous episodes when I discussed the topic about having a female Doctor Who. Again, I don't see it as a big deal. I just see it as another actor, actress, fulfilling a role. Again, nobody who's ever played a doctor has failed. And I have every confidence in the world that Jodie Whittaker will succeed. And you know what? It's going to be interesting to see how a female handles the role. What a female can do with it. I mean, in the 80s, we had the Rani, the Time Lady. I believe her name was something O'Hara. And she did a good job playing a Time Lady. Michelle Gomez did a fabulous job playing a female master. So, we've seen female Time Lords in the past. We've seen two of them. One back in the 80s and one just last year. Why this year even? Now, again, I'm upset in the fact that it is without a doubt now that Doctor Who fans will never see the Rani again. And that is a shame, because I have always wanted to see the Rani have a good story. Because back in the 80s, the stories weren't that good. I wanted to see what a Moffat, what a Ruby Davies, what a Neil Gaiman could do with a Rani character. And apparently now, it's never going to happen now. And that, kind of makes me a little bit sad, because I always wanted to see what the Rani would look like in the 21st century, in 2017, or now 2018. So, that's the part that bothers me the most. Is that we're going to have a new generation of fans not know who this great villain is. Doctor Who brought back the Great Intelligence. They brought back the Ice Warriors, but they never brought back the Rani. And that really does bother me a lot. It does. And it kind of makes me a little bit sad, to be honest with you. But today is a joyous day. We have a new Doctor. We have a new showrunner, and 2018 is going to be a magical year for Doctor Who. It just is. And you know what? I was wrong, because yesterday I said, it probably wasn't going to happen, and it did happen. So again, unlike the other shows, I'm happy to admit when I'm wrong. And I was wrong. I was right about other things, like Trump winning the presidency, but I was wrong on this. So, this is a good pick. I'm happy about the pick, and we're going to see where it goes, And, Doctor Who, what website is it? Doctor Who told in an interview that Jodie had with them talking about her getting the role as Doctor Who. And one of the questions was that, was her wardrobe we saw in the video introducing her as the Doctor, is that going to be her official Doctor Who outfit? And she said no, she hasn't picked one yet. She also was asked, how does it feel to be the first woman doctor? And again, this interview article is posted on our Twitter account at Brovian93. You can read a whole interview there, but I just want to, you know, read to you a couple of questions and answers she did. So, question is, what does it feel like to be the first woman doctor? And she goes, it feels completely overwhelming. As a feminist, as a woman, as an actor, as a human, as someone who wants to continually push themselves and change themselves and not be boxed in by what you're told you can and can't be, it feels incredible. Now, the next question it was, what do you want to tell the fans? And I felt this answer was very, you know, a good answer. I want to tell the fans not to be scared of my gender, because this is a really exciting time, and Doctor Who represents everything that's exciting about change. The fans have lived through so many changes, and this is only a new, different one, not a fearful one. And the last question I'll read is, what are you most excited about? And she replied by saying, I'm most excited about becoming part of a family I didn't even know existed. I was born in 1982. It's been around longer than me. And it's a family that I couldn't have ever dreamed I'd be a part of. And when she was asked if the other past doctors had given her any advice, she said no, because obviously, you know, nobody knew except for her, her husband, and a couple of Doctor Who insiders that she would be the next Doctor Who. So for all you fans out there who are worried about having a female doctor, or concerned about having a female doctor, you know, or skeptical about a doctor being a female, I want to tell you exactly what I told the Doctor Who fans 4 years ago or 5 years ago when we had an older doctor in Peter Capaldi. Because if you recall, a good chunk of the fan base were unhappy about Capaldi being Doctor Who. They thought he was too old. And he wasn't matched Mr. David Tennant. He didn't have the charisma they had. And I told them, give Capaldi a chance. The Doctor is an old Time Lord. He could be whatever he wants to be. He could be a man, female, dog, cat, cow. I mean, you know, he's a Time Lord. He could become whatever he wants. And now I'm telling these fans who are concerned about or are skeptical about having a female doctor, listen, the doctor is female now. There's nothing you can't do to change that. Give her a chance. Give this show a chance. If you really, truly love this show as much as you say you do, you'll give her a chance. You'll see what she can do, what the writers can do. We've seen Doctor Who, you know, have changes in the past. We had our first black companion, our first gay companion, the first female master, all within the past 10 years. Now we have the first female Doctor Who. This is a great thing. And if she succeeds, all the better. I really do hope she can become the greatest Doctor Who of all time. I hope she can be the greatest Doctor Who of this new era. And I believe in her. I've seen, you know, her acting reels. I've seen her act. She's a good actress. And she's going to do a great job as our new Doctor Who. I mean, you know, I know some fans are aggravated I mean, look at what we saw 5 years ago or 4 years ago now, whatever it is. Capaldi. I mean, there was so much outrage from a certain fan base, from a certain part of the fan base. He said, "Oh, I'm not going to watch the show again. The doctor's so old. He's ugly. I mean, he's this and that." And now we have fans saying, "Oh, this is a woman. She's this. She's that. Blah 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 blah." Listen, if you're a real Doctor Who fan, you don't care who the doctor is or what it looks like. You just care about the actor doing a good job with the part and the writers coming up with good episodes. That's all you care about. That's all you should care about. And believe me, just like with Capaldi, if she does a bad job, I'm going to say she's doing a bad job. Now with Capaldi, he did a great job. I consider Peter Capaldi the best doctor of this new era, since 2005. I do. Now, Jodie might be the best Doctor Who of the new era, and possibly in Doctor Who history. Now again, it's going to be nearly impossible to be Tom Baker because he's the Doctor Who. But let's see what she can do. Time will tell where she stands in Doctor Who history. Time will tell, and let the cards fall where they may. I believe she's going to do a good job. I believe we're in for a new golden age of Doctor Who. I know I said this 5 years ago, and I know I said this 7 years ago when Matt Smith became Doctor Who. I always believe when we have a new doctor, we're going to have a golden age of Doctor Who like we did in the 70s. Because I want that to happen. I'm rooting for this show. I love this show. This is my favorite show. I want this new era to be better than the last era. That's what I want. That's what I'm rooting for. I'm always rooting for that. Whenever we get a new companion, a new doctor, a new showrunner, whatever. I want this show to be the best show it can possibly be. And I really am rooting for it with all my heart. Because I believe in this show. I believe in the creators. I believe in the actors. And this show so far has never let me down once. We've had a lot of bad episodes, a lot of bad seasons, but overall, as a whole, the show has always stayed true to what it was and to what it always will be. And having a female Doctor Who doesn't change any of that at all. All right, Mr. Out of the inning. The Rockies had two runs at the corners with two outs, and they got out of it. So that's good. It's still 9-3, heading into the bottom of the sixth. Back to Doctor Who now. So with the new female doctor now, I hope we can now get a lead male companion, because we haven't really had a male companion or a male primary companion since the 1960s. I mean, the last companion who was a man, who was a main companion in the TARDIS, was Jamie. So now with a female doctor, maybe we could get a male companion in the TARDIS. I know we had Captain Jack, we had Nikki, we had Rory, we had Danny. I know we had a couple of people back in the original classic Doctor Who, like Harry Sullivan, the Brigadier. But let's be honest, none of these companions were the companion. The companion was Rose, Clara, Amy, Martha, Elizabeth, Sarah Jane. So hopefully with a female Doctor Who, we can now get a male companion who's the main companion in the TARDIS. That would be what is ideal for me. Because again, you know, we haven't had a lead male companion in about 40 years. So now it's time. Female Doctor, male companion. That's the way it goes. That'd be fun to watch. You know, and that'd be a fun new dynamic to watch to look forward to as well. A woman doctor and a male companion. How will that go down? What will the relationship be like between the doctor and the companion? So, you know, we, you know, that does happen. Now, we don't know yet, at least in my knowledge, we don't know yet who the new companion is going to be. But I really do hope it's a male. I really do. Because that'd be fun to watch. I mean, for so long we've had male doctor, female companion. Now we have a female doctor, and a male companion would be nice. And it really is, you know, it'll really make this series new again, fresh again. So this is what I'm loving for a male companion. Hopefully it's me, but I don't have enough acting chips under my belt to be considered for a role like that. But, you know, down the line, hopefully there could be something cool there. But I digress. Mets now seem to have a rally going on now. It is now first and second, nobody out, with Lucas Duda up, and he had a home run back in the third, hit 9-1. He pops it up. It's a foul ball, the 1-1 count now to Duda, whereas runners at first and second, with the Mets trailing 9-3. So, you know, I hope you folks listening at the moment would tweet at me at Brovey93 and tell me what you think about the about a new doctor. Do you like her? Are you concerned about her? Do you not like her? What are your hopes? Make it fun. Also tweet me what you think her new outfit will be like. You know, will she wear a coat? Will she wear a dress? Will she wear pants? Will she wear a shirt? You know, will she wear sunglasses? You know, will she be a ponytail? I mean, you know, it's fun. This is fun. And Duda pops out. The runner on second now moves to third. So it's running at the corners. One out with Jose Reyes coming up. So that's it for the new Doctor Who talk. Again, you know, just like anything. Some fans are concerned. Some fans are happy. It's a list of emotions. But for me, I'm optimistic. Because she is a good actress. She can act. So we'll see what happens. I'm just going to be waiting here till see. But pitch on the outside corner is now 1-0 to Reyes. And as for the Mets, I mean, you know, it's 9-3 right now. If they can't get a run in this inning, they'll probably be doom and gloom from here on out. But they did take 2 of 3 from the Rockies. The Rockies are control the second wild card spot. And listen, the Mets beat them 2-3. Had the Cardinals come in for 4 games, followed up by the Oakland Athletics, and then they go to San Diego. And again, these 2.5 weeks will become a lot for the Mets. And well, guess what? The Mets rally today and win this game. They gain another game to the Rockies. So it's not over yet for this Mets season. It's not. Just like it's not over yet for Doctor Who. There's now a 1-1 count to Reyes. I just want to see what's going to happen here. In the ground. Wow. Okay. 2-1. And still nothing going on so far. You know, it was funny because I was watching some of the reactors on the internet about the new doctor. And, you know, you really have to wonder whether some of these reactors are just performing for the camera. Because, you know, when I saw the article, I was like, okay, cool. I was a bit surprised because when I first read it, I didn't believe it. And Reyes, oh, what a catch! It's going to jump in a run, but wow, what a catch. All right, so there's 2 outs. Man on first, and it's now 9-4 Rockies. Mets take on a run. That's a great catch. That was a double in the making. But Reyes still gets the RBI. I'm going to watch that again. Look at that. Wow. And he ran a lot. That's a lot of running, and he had a goal to center left field. Wow, good catch. He robbed the Rays of a double. So instead of having second and third, one out, there's now men on first, two out. Mitch do score, so it's down 9-4 now. Who's up now? I don't know. You know, I know I'm a Mets fan, but you got to admire a good play when you see it. So you have to wonder whether some of these can pop up to right field, shallow right field, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So at the end of 6, it is Rockies 9, Mets 4. And, of course, you can watch the Mets game if you're in New York on SNY, or listen to the Mets game on the radio at 710 WOR Radio. 710 AM, I believe. So, you know, back to the reactors. And sometimes you have to wonder whether these reactors just react to the camera, because you see some of them, you know, with their hands close to their face saying, oh my God, who could it be? You know, for the reactors who just watch and, like, jump afterwards, great. You know, because that's real. But for some of these reactors who, like, really look like this is a life and death type of thing, it's not. This is a TV show, people. Relax. Mind you, it's a great TV show, but it's not, you know, it's not life and death. It's not, you know, gonna, you know, help you improve your life in any type of way. You know, I guess some fans are really, really into it. But, I mean, you know, it's so odd how they are really, you know, I really think that they're putting on a show. I really do. Because there are too many of them like that. Is there a handful of them that I agree with you and go, yeah, you know, they really are genuine about it? But half these people, over a majority of people are like, you know, are so amped up, so in, there's too into it. You know, there's a limit, and I mean, you know, the faces are close to the screen, they go, oh my God, who could it be? Oh. They go, oh my God. You know, some of them start crying, some of them, you know, are like, yes, yes. And please, if you're a reactor, a point of advice, stop staring at the camera, look at your computer screen, or stare at the video you're looking at. Stop constantly looking at the camera, because it's distracting to the viewer, and you know, and it shows that you're not, that you, all your focus is an individual you're reacting to. So it's not a full, genuine reaction video. This is a tidbit of advice for those reactors out there. I mean, there are some channels where you have genuine reactors who are genuinely reacting to the video. And those are good, and they're good videos. So the top of the seventh is just starting the Met game. You know, we have a minute to go, so I doubt anything's going to happen in the next minute or so. But you never know. So that's it for the show today. Our new Doctor Who, Jodie Whittaker. Hope she does a good job. Doctor Who, folks, is in good hands, and let's hope for a good Christmas special, because you all know Stephen Moffat is on his way out, and if you used to listen to my old show, you know I can't stand the man, and him leaving is the best news I've gotten in the past 2 years. So that's it for us, folks. Don't forget, follow us at Brovian93, Brovian93. For news, information, and stuff. And we'll see you tomorrow. I was talking about Trump, politics, and the news. Enjoy Sunday, folks.